Dominion's Chesterfield Power Station is not yet a dinosaur, more like an endangered species with a very big footprint. It straddles 800 acres along the James River, produces enough electricity for 410,000 homes, and is Chesterfield's biggest taxpayer. It was built during World War II when coal was king. Standing next to boiler number 6 is operations manager Jason Williams, who talks about just how much coal is still consumed here.
The entire station will burn a full 100-car train load of coal in one day, at full load.
Air pollution became a problem, and the utility says it spent about $1 billion to clean it up. At a visit to the site, the chimney at unit number 6 was billowing a white plume. Dominion says it's 99% steam. The problem now is nearly 15 million tons of coal ash trucked to a landfill within sight of the James River. And it could impact the plant's future. Nate Benferrato is a staff attorney with the Southern Environmental Law Center, or SELC.
Coal ash is dangerous stuff. It contains lots of heavy metals and other toxic pollutants, things like arsenic and hexavalent chromium. At Chesterfield, we're even seeing radium, which is a radioactive element more commonly associated with nuclear waste.
Dominion says it spent $250 million draining the storage ponds, drying the ash, and storing it in landfills on the site in anticipation of the EPA's coal combustion residual rule of 2015 that mandated their eventual closing. And that's just the beginning. But environmentalists like Benferrato say it is not enough.
We've been working with the James River Association at the Chesterfield site for a while now and have been sharing the results of our sampling with DEQ. We think the evidence is very clear. We've approached it in a number of different ways and used a number of different methodologies that the ash is leaking pollutants into public lands and public waters. This is a recreational area. And we think it's even putting public's health at risk.
Just around the bend is Henricus Historical Park. Charles Grant is its executive director.
Well, I think naturally all of us are concerned about coal ash and what's in the ground and perhaps what's in the water and what could be blowing in the wind.
The SELC has brought in scientists and outside experts to assess the coal ash pollution. The group is concerned about toxins like arsenic, hexavalent chromium, and cadmium.
Those are defined by law under the Clean Water Act as toxic pollutants. If you look at the definition, that means these things can cause cancer, death, disease, abnormalities, genetic mutations. These are not the sorts of things we want anywhere near our rivers.
SELC and other environmental groups want Dominion to excavate the waste so it can't pollute groundwater. But Dominion wants to cap it, not to move it. And there are others who agree, like Chesterfield Board Chairman Dorothy Jekyll.
Well, we feel it would be more worse of an impact to remove it, because it would put it all on, it would open that back up, and then it would all be on the roads and transported. And I think there's enough measures in place to make sure that it, when it's capped, it's safely capped.
Dominion spokesman Rob Richardson says they prefer the cap, but
different people in different minds can debate how to study and how to manage coal ash.
He says about 30% of it can be recycled into cement and drywall, but the rest is a lingering problem. A report prepared for the General Assembly estimates the cost of capping it, sealing it in place, just at the Chesterfield plant, up to $1.1 billion. Moving it could cost more than $4 billion. Legislation affecting all the sites is being debated this week.
What you can't debate is Dominion Energy's commitment to the environment, and it goes all the way to the top of this company.
And you're prepared to spend whatever it takes.
We are.
And consumers would likely pay. Bills in both the House and Senate would specifically authorize Dominion to recover some, if not all, of the cost of coal ash cleanup. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.